has shut out the outside noise.
What a goal, Jerry Duckworth. Couldn't deserve it.
Bagnoli left-footed over the wall and in off the crossbar.
Gregory stretching.
Morrison's there. Huddersfield Town will be playing in the Premier League.
Sutton United are into the fifth round.
Lincoln City are heading back to the Football League. A dream is realised.
Show. I'm your host Nick Davey, and Anthony Kendrick isn't with us tonight due to some technical difficulties, but I'm delighted to be joined by former Leighton Orient manager and a regular guest, Omar Reza. How are you doing tonight, Omar?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Had a busy day now, just at home, relaxing, waiting for the call today, so yeah, can have a nice chat.
Okay, fantastic. So it's a pleasure to have you on, as always. So you mentioned that, a busy day, so is that involving a new football role?
No, not at the moment. You know, it's been a couple. I've just got back from being abroad. Went to America for a few weeks just to get away, and after a hectic season, came back sort of a few things at home, and a few emails here and there. Spoke to a couple of people, and sort of just waiting now.
Yep, fancy. Yep, fantastic. There. I hope you had a nice trip to America. You mentioned a busy season. I think that would say that the least. What happened with Leighton Orient last season? So obviously no longer the manager of Leighton Orient Football Club, and first and foremost, fantastic that we mentioned on the show before that Leighton Orient is still a football club, because it was obviously looking very, very bleak at the end of last season. So can you just talk us through over the summer really of the events that's happened over Orient, if that's okay?
Well, yeah, you know, I think much of it's already been sort of spoken about. You know, I've had a few interviews where I've said a lot in, and you know, obviously it's closed. Sort of closed page now and look into the future, but you know, it was great my time at the club. You know, I was at the club for 2 years, and started the 16s, and you know, I went in going doing the 16s because I just wanted to get back into coaching and enjoying after being in non-league as a manager, and had a little crack at it there. Came in and I always had my eyes on, you know, I said, you know, I'd give myself like a 5-year plan to get there and,
yep,
and manage the team, and you know, it was in two. So in that respect, it's been a great achievement, and something now I felt that I did very well, and I'm confident of stepping into the next role now. So you know, it was a tough year for everyone involved. A lot of things happened, and like you say, it's great that the club is getting back on its feet and trying to be heading in a upward direction now. So that's a positive. Hopefully that's what will happen.
Yep. Also with the Leighton Orient as well, do you feel a bit disappointed that you didn't get given the job on a full-time basis? As you said it yourself, you're almost in a sort of almost, you're backed against the wall last season in the job that you're up against to try and keep the club in the Football League. So you were in almost a possible job, and you obviously did help the club in through a very difficult time. So were you a bit disappointed that you haven't got given the chance to get the club back into the Football League under a bit better stability as well? With Martin Ling now as director of football, would you have liked to sort of worked under him, well, work with him, I should say, and under the new owners as well?
Well, you know, it would have been, of course, I'm disappointed because, you know, I think I've done a good job, and I think the team was playing very good, attractive football. And we, you know, with the team that we had out there, you know, the boys battled, and we picked up some good results, you know, Hartlepool and Luton, just two there, and there was a few more results that were unfortunate due to sending off or whatever it was. But we played, you know, I had ideas, I had plans, I had plan A, B and C. I proved what I can do, and you know, I just want to continue with that now. Yes, I was disappointed that I weren't given the opportunity to speak to Nigel Travis and MP about sort of the future. That wasn't possible, you know, in respect of Martin Ling. You know, for me, he's, you know, just another manager, older than me, obviously. More experience, and you know, good luck to him. You know, he's in there now as director of football. It's a job that he's never done before, so he'll have to, you know, I'm sure he'll learn as he goes. But like I say, I've worked with people in the past, you know, have had very good managers that I've learned from. And yeah, it's one of those things. The club had to look forward, and I weren't in that plan. So that's the way football is. And I need to look forward now and just continue on my path.
Absolutely, and you mentioned they're looking forward, looking ahead. Where do you see yourself managing the season, or is that what the plan is? Is it to be a full-time first-team manager of a football club, potentially in the Football League, or do you maybe want to go back into sort of almost youth coaching roles, or even just an assistant manager? Where do you see yourself this season, or where would you like to see yourself this season?
Well, you know, I've always seen myself as eventually wanting to be a manager, and you know, continuing down that path. I was manager at Chesham in the past. I was assistant manager at Heybridge Swifts. I was assistant manager to Dave Livermore at Histon, or sorry, first team coach at Histon. And I was manager at Orient. I've, you know, I've done every level at Orient, and you know, I enjoyed senior football. I played senior football, and I want to win. You know, I'm addicted to wanting to win things. You know, that competitiveness is something I just can't take out of myself. You know, as a player, you want to achieve the best you can achieve in respect to playing at the pinnacle of your career. And as a manager or as a coach, I just can't get, you know, I'm so competitive. I need to win. I want to win trophies. I want to win leagues. I want my players to move on. I want youngsters to move on and progress like we did at Orient. You know, I mean, recently we've just sold Stephen Alzetti and Tristan Abrahams. Tristan to Norwich and Stephen Alzetti to Brighton in the Premier League. So for me, that's, you know, I work with those boys as well, and it was, you know, nice to have them at 18. It's nice to have them to play them in the first team and for them to just flourish. And there's a lot more to come from these players. But yeah, I don't know, you know, it's not easy to get a job. I know that. I'm not stupid. There's so many people out there wanting these jobs. I'll keep doing what I'm doing. I'll stay professional. I'll stay focused. And if you give me the opportunity to talk to them, and if a job comes up, and just, you know, state what I feel I'm good at and what I feel I can bring. Obviously, that's the route I want to take. But if that doesn't come, obviously, I have to keep coaching and I have to keep getting better and trying to better myself. And if that means going in and to an academy and coach until something comes up, then that's what I'll do. You know, I'm not the finished article. I'm not the best coach in the world. I'm honest, but I love what I do. I love playing football. I still love playing football now, even though I'm retired. I still play as much as I can, charity wise and stuff. And I love being involved in it, and I want to continue that. So hopefully, you know, just a couple of things here and there, and I'll you know, it's time to come now to start looking again. Obviously, the season started, and things will change along the way. I've got to start going out and watching games, because I've not even been to one game yet this season. So now it's starting, I'm back from abroad. I'll start to get out. I'll go and watch a few games now. You know, I've got things in my mind about how I want to do things, like what we've done at Orient, and I want to progress on them and improve on them. So I need to go out and keep my mind working.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, with regards to going into management, would you like to go into maybe even the football, the non-league leagues? I mean, how far down would you go, so to speak, if a job came available and you were offered a job? Would that be a factor, or would it just depend on what?
Well, you know, I played in every level in English football. I've been involved in every level in English football and abroad. I played in Holland. I played in Turkey. I played conference football, I played conference south, I played conference north, I played Ryman level. And I know every level, I know what players are about, I know what different things need to be brought to the table in respect to the teams that you're coaching and the teams you're playing against. Obviously, there's a lot more homework to do. But in respect of management, you know, I managed at Ryman level, and unless you're in a team that's the chairman or on the same wavelength and let you get on with what you need to get on with, it's not something that I would look at, unless it's like a team where they want to really go for it and they show that professionalism. Because for me, the bottom line of coaching and teams is that professionalism, and that you need to be professional. And I find a lot of clubs and non-league don't quite fulfil that criteria. But conference, definitely. You know, but if I could get a club in the conference now, or a good club in the conference, South, you know, that level, you know, yeah. I'd like to talk to anybody at the moment and, you know, see where it takes me. I'm 37 years old. I got the opportunity to manage at Orient, which came early because of the situation that we were in.
Yeah,
but saying that, you know, I'm very confident now. You know, I talk to people on a regular basis, other coaches, other managers, and other people that are working for other managers, and, you know, it ain't rocket science. you've got an idea about what you want. You've got an idea what you want from your players. You know what they, what you want from them, what you want them to do on the pitch, what you want to do tactically, what your chairman wants from you. Once you get those things right, what your fans want, then, you know, you just focus on that and you crack on with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Going back a bit to the subject of Leighton Orient, it's been an interesting start to the season. They've had a couple of defeats, including a very notable 6-1 smashing at Bromley last night. Obviously had a couple of home wins over Solihull Moors and Maidstone. How do you see them doing this season? I mean, they've made some sensible signings, so to speak, of bringing David Mooney back to the club. They've signed some experienced players in George Ellicobe. And they've obviously still got a few young lads coming through as well. So how do you see them doing? Do you think they can have an instant return to the Football League?
I think it's going to be difficult. You know, they've only recently sort of formed a team. The players they've brought in, senior players, yes. You needed senior players in the team with all the youth that you had there. You know, when I had 10, 12 players all waiting to come in, literally waiting to just get things signed and to complement the players we already had there. Yeah, it's going to be tough. You know, it's not going to be. I proved that the other day with the Bromley game. The conference is not Mickey Mouse League. You know, it's tough. I always knew that at the start of this year, the toughest thing was going to be dealing with attacks, because a lot of teams focus on attacking and having players that can cause problems. Two or three players, one or two players, and pace and power is rife. Basically, you've got young players wanting to prove themselves to go and play league football. I played in that league. I played with player Dan Holman when I was playing at Histon. Was a young lad coming through. He had pace, power, clever finisher. He's moved on now. I think he's at Cheltenham now, and he's probably not quite got the level he should have done. I think he went to Colchester. So there's lots of players that want to get to where people have already been. You know, I mean, we brought in you know, brought in players that have been there and done it. Yes, you need that experience, but sometimes you need people who still want to go out and do it. You know, they still want to prove themselves. There's a couple of the players that I think, you know, that was maybe coming into the club, like Toby Show Silva, has gone to Dover. Inef Young, who's gone to Woking, so they're started scoring goals. Adam Mekki at Bromley, I think he scored against Orient the other day. Billy Bingham, who I think he signed for Gillingham. These are sort of players I was looking to bring into the club. Milan Stepanov, a centre-half, who's very experienced. There was a good mix, and I think Orient have tried to do that. Now it's about the manager making sure that he has his team fit, ready to go, and playing a system that he feels is right. I mean, he can manage crew, and they always play football, so I assume that's the way the club's going to go, and it's the way it should go. That's what I believe in anyway, you know, football and enjoyable football that's attacking, that can defend properly and not concede goals. I think that's what I'm looking for anyway. But they've got a hard time this year. They need to stay focused, get as fit as they can, and be hard to beat. And I'm sure they'll consolidate this year.
Yeah, no, absolutely, I agree with that there about Warren. A few little subjects as well on standing the National League as well. Aldershot Town is currently top of the league after a win last night. Sorry, after their first draw last night, I should say, of the season away at Maidstone. Sutton as well up there, Dover. What sort of team? Have you got any predictions? How you think the National League is going to plan out this season? Any favourites there?
I think you'll have the same old guard. Like Aldershot will be up there again. They play great football. I'm an admirer of the way they try to play. I think it's great watching them play. Maybe they overdo it at times, but that's, you know, I'm quite similar to that. And you get it right, and you know, that's the Aldershot won, didn't they? They won 6-0.
It was they drew 1-1 last night at Maidstone. They won 6-0 on Saturday.
Oh, that's Saturday.
Saturday they won 6-0 at home.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. They're a good side. I think he has started a bit slow this year. Tranmere, is it?
Yeah, Tranmere, yeah.
The side's slow, but they'll be strong. They'll be strong again. Dagenham will be up there, you know, with the old guard again. John Steele knows his stuff in the league.
Yeah.
They slipped up to a draw yesterday to Eversley.
Yeah, a real draw, yeah.
They'll be up there. I think Bournemouth would have started quite well. I think they'll be I don't know, maybe Bournemouth can go that step further this year, make it into the top six. I don't know, it depends if Luke Garrard can get it totally right. I know they're playing three at the back now as well, which is, it's the way forwards. Wrexham again, Wrexham will be up there or thereabouts probably. Is there anyone I think that, maybe Ebbsfleet can do something this year, maybe with Daryl McMahon. I played with Daryl at West Ham. I think, Dover maybe. So there's six or seven again. Hopefully Leyton Orient can squeeze in there possibly if they hit a good run of form and get things together, it's not gonna be easy.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing we always agree on every time in this show is it's just the most difficult league to get out of due to that one, only the one automatic promotion slot. And it just every year we just seem to repeat ourselves on this show about it, and every year it just seems to get trickier and trickier. So moving into the Football League, the EFL Checker Trade Trophy return this week. Obviously, we've seen all the sides with the academy sides. What's your thoughts on the trophy? Do you agree with it? Because obviously you've worked with academies as well. Do you think it's a great idea having the under-21s enter this competition? Are you not so much of a fan of it? Do you think it almost devalues the whole competition? And obviously there's teams that are avoiding fines for playing weekend teams, so at least you have to have fines for first teamers. But then you also get teams that try and take the mickey. I think it was Bradford City last season who substituted their keeper off just after like 1 minute of play just so they could avoid the fine.
I think at the end of the day, like I said, I want to win. I want to compete. For the smaller teams like in league, like League Two, to play in that cup, to try to go and win it. Obviously, it's something to try and go as far as they can in it. They've got the opportunity to do that with some of the clubs that are playing with their 21s, 23s in the cup. So for me, it's a good chance for them to go as far as they can in the cup. For the youngsters, I think it's a great opportunity to play some competitive football that means something. And you can see that the results. I think last night, Notts County, did they beat Everton? They did, didn't they?
Yeah, they did indeed.
Yeah, they beat Everton, and I think Man City won on penalties, and then Tottenham went out, didn't they?
Tottenham lost 4-2 penalties to Luton Town.
That's right. So, it is competitive. Whichever way people look at it, these boys, these young lads, they're going out there, they're competing, they're getting the opportunity to play. You've got to still go out there and beat them. If you want to put out a weekend team because you're not interested in the cup, that's down to you. But for me, I think it's a great opportunity for those lads to play. They don't get many opportunities as it is. It's good for those clubs to be able to watch those boys at a level where they can actually see, are they able to progress, are they not able to progress, because they're playing against League 1, League 2 teams. So in respect of the 23s for Premier League teams, Championship teams, I think it's a great thing. In respect of lower league teams, well, if it was me, I would want to go for the cup. I want to go for everything. I just can't help that. Whatever cup I'm in, I want to win. So, I think it's a great thing. I don't see anything wrong with it. If teams were getting hammered, if you played the 23s team and they was getting hammered, I'd say, yeah, maybe it's pointless and teams maybe would think negative. But it ain't the case. They're giving them good games. It's good for those teams like Luton. They're going to beat them. And they're probably good teams out there, These boys now playing the 23s, they're on, £5,000, £10,000 a week, some of them. So, I think it's a good thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It depends what you're looking to do. I mean, some clubs focus on the league and they don't want to, put out a team against them, or they don't. The boys are tired, and I don't get all this tired stuff. These boys are being paid to play. When we were playing, you played every game, whatever game there was. You're tired. You're tired. That's bottom line. I know times are changing, and you've got to try to. We do all the things now, the wellness things for players to make sure that they're at peak condition to play games. But sometimes it's not possible. There's a game, you play it. You're injured, you're slightly injured, you get out on the pitch and you play. Nowadays, people got a sore toe or a little crack in their toe now and they don't want to play, So I'm slightly of a different sort of material, I suppose, if you like. I'm not going to say old school because I'm definitely not that when it comes to coaching and playing because... my team's playing attacking football, and I honestly believe soon teams will be playing two at the back. This is the way forwards now. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, no, fantastic, and I do agree. And one thing I will say is I think with the kids, it almost toughens them up in a way. They're playing up against proper men rather than people around their age group. They're up against proper men, football experienced footballers. So it will almost give them, it will just toughen them up a bit. So when they, if they ever to get loaned out to clubs at that level as well, they'll know what they're in for.
No, definitely. And you know, we sent out, it was my job last year as well, before I stepped into the management, first team managers, to get boys out on loan, and I managed to get, you know, 6, 7, 8 of our boys, our 18s, because we had won the league by December, but yeah, we'd won the Cap 3 league by then. We'd get them out on loan. We got them into like Conference South, Ryman North, Ryman Prem, you know, Evo Stick Prem teams to go and play games, get minutes, come back and you know, push your way into the team.
Yeah.
They got the opportunity. So it's important that they do get that, because the 23s, you know, I've watched a load of 23s games, and it's like a charity match. You know, I could go out and stick my boots on and go and play out there now, and I'm like, you know, 38 years old. So no, it's I think it's a good thing. I think people should, you know, get on with it and enjoy it.
Okay, fantastic. Ross, so moving on to the championship on our Football League review. Only one place really to start, and that's Aston Villa. Obviously, Steve Bruce under intense pressure. It's been a torrid start to their season. It's a couple of defeats on a trot now. 3-0 defeat at Cardiff and 2-1 defeat last night at Reading. 1 point from 3 games. I mean, what is the problem at Villa, do you reckon, Omar? Because it just seems to be one disaster after another. It seems to be like they finally got settled with a great manager, but now this slow start to the season, is it going to be another season of struggle for Villa, or do you reckon Bruce can turn it round?
No, I think, you know, Bruce has got the experience, you know, as an ex-player, and he's been a manager a long time now. I think, you know, things like this happen, you know, teams start slow. I think they'll be okay. Villa are a massive club. I mean, you know, we talk about Villa and, you know, the history of the club. It's sad to see them where they are. Mm. But then this comes down, you know, comes down to character, comes down to the players on the pitch at the end of the day. They need to turn it around. It's them who's going to do it. It's not no one else. Managers only, you know, yes, don't get me wrong, when players are young and they're coming through and, you know, you guide them and you teach them and they're learning. But when you've got senior players, a lot of senior players on the pitch, you know, you put them out there, you ask them to do a job, it's about them going out there and doing it. So Villa, I'm sure they'll turn it around. The results will change. They've got a good team, and then they've got a good manager, so hopefully that will pick up.
And I believe Newcastle, they've only got to look at Newcastle for inspiration, because I mean, Newcastle started off with 1 point from 3 games last year as well, so
won the championship. It's still young, you know, the league's still young, it's only just started. Sometimes teams need this. They need a kick up the rear, and you know, it steps them into gear. So they'll start putting their foot on the gas, and hopefully pick up some results. But you know, there's another team in there now. Millwall has come up this year. You know, a close friend of mine who's the assistant manager, David Moore, who like I told you I work with at Easton.
Yep.
You know, they've lost their games. I think they've picked up 1 point. I think, haven't they? Have they picked up 1 point?
They've got two. They have only 1 point. Yep, sorry, because they've lost to.
But they've been unlucky. You know, they come back with Ipswich to 3-3, and then they let in a goal in the 90th minute. And these are the things that teams that come up have to focus on now. You know, and that's like the concentration levels and the mistakes. You know, you make mistakes, you get punished at every level. You step up.
Absolutely.
The more mistakes you make, the more you get punished. So. Yeah, that'll be an interesting one. See how Millwall sort of trying to consolidate this year if they can in the championship. But yeah, it's started quite well.
And 3 wins out of 3 for Cardiff, Wolves and Ipswich. Are you surprised about any of those 3 clubs? I mean, Cardiff, obviously Cardiff, Neil Warnock's been very vocal about the lack of money he's got at the football club. We obviously saw him do a great job at the end of last season with Cardiff, and same with Mick McCarthy as well, another one who's been vocal about not having much money. Wolves, on the other hand, have spent $18 million on Rubus Novas, who went and scored a fantastic winner last night. So out of those 3 clubs, anyone you're surprised about or not so surprised about to start the season so well?
Ipswich I'm quite surprised about, because they were struggling last year, weren't they?
Yeah.
You know, they've started well, and I think they need to pick up as many points as they can. I don't know if they will, you know, continue on that path or if they'll fall away, but for me, Ipswich need to pick up, you know, as many points as they can, which will then help them towards the back end of the season. Wolves have spent a lot of money, you know, they've got money to burn, and, you know, they're burning it, so, you know, they've bought some good players. And Cardiff is just a big club, isn't it? You know, Cardiff is a big club. Would have made themselves a big club over the years. And, you know, I mean, they beat Sheffield United, a strong team, so to go and beat them 2
also in the Championship as well. A big win for Derby last night, home to Preston as well. Obviously Gary Rowett, a lot of Chris and Mark, their 2-0 defeat at home to Wolves on Saturday. How do you think Derby will do this season under Gary Rowett?
I think I've heard a lot of really good things about Gary Rowett, and when I was doing my A licence, he was doing a seminar where he spoke, and you know, he seems like a real nice fella. Knows what he wants, you know, from his team again, which is important. Once you know what you want and you've got a way, and people buy into that way, it goes a long way. Sometimes it's not about all the tactics and all the sports science and all the fitness and all the analysis. Sometimes it's about togetherness first and foremost, and people believing in what you want. It seems that Gary Rowett has that way about him, that he goes into a club and he puts his philosophy into it, and people buy into it, and they do well, and they have a good team spirit. So I'm sure Derby will continue, and Derby's a good club. You know, it's got a great setup from bottom to top. The academy is great, always has been. You know, when I was playing against Derby, they were always strong. I think they'll do well this year.
Yep, and Middlesbrough as well. Obviously started the season off with a 1-0 defeat at Wolves, but they bounced back. Winning 2-0 1-0 on Saturday at home to Sheffield United in the evening kickoff, and then last night winning 2-0 at home to Burton Albion. We said before the season with all our predictions where Middlesbrough are going to win the league under Gary Monk and the money they spent. Do you agree with that, or do you think it could be potentially a season of struggle for Middlesbrough?
Well, I think it's the same. I think now Middlesbrough have got to that point now where they've learned that the name is not enough to go and win games. You know, a lot of teams. And I think like teams that have got like if you look at every league, a team that goes down, people assume they're going to bounce back up, or the name of the club, and you know, people shout, you know, we are who we are, we will get results. So it doesn't work. I think maybe Middlesbrough now finally realise, you know, because they're a big club as well. They've got a good history. You know, when they're in the Premier League, they was in the Premier League consolidating a few years back. When they had the likes of how many years are we talking when was it? Who was there? The little Brazilian guy.
Janino's
and Ravanetti. Was Ravanetti there?
He was there. Mendieta as well.
Yeah, Mendieta. You know, so with those times, and I think now clubs are realising, you know, they've got to fight. They've got to fight to get back to where they belong or where they want to be. And they got, you know, they got great fan base as well, Middlesbrough. So I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out this year.
Fantastic. Moving on to League One. Say it was Blackburn. It's been a very struggling start for Blackburn this season. Two games, two defeats. They did progress in the cup. Obviously, they were the season's favourite to win the league. But it's back-to-back 3-1 defeats. Obviously, away at Southend, now home to Doncaster. What are your thoughts on Blackburn and their shaky start to the season?
I just can't believe. When I look at Blackburn and think about Blackburn and you know, you look at like S&S, like Sutton and Shearer back in the day, what they were like. And I know we were talking a long time ago, but from where they were, where they've come to, I mean, I know they achieved a lot of who they were back then, but Blackburn were Blackburn, you know, and to see them where they are is some of the teams you see now, like League One and League Two Conference, you think is LGBT, where are these people going wrong? What are they doing wrong? But Blackburn, yeah, I just... It's a weird one. What's happening there?
Yes, I still struggle in one to see them in League One, but also to see them get turned over at home by Doncaster. But with Blackburn, you never know.
But Doncaster, not a bad team. You know, Doncaster.
Yep.
You know, Ferguson's got a way about him. He's got it again. You know, when you come up against managers like when I was at Orient last year, we played against Doncaster. You know, he's got a way. He's got a team. You can see what players he brings into the club. You know, players that work hard, players that fight for their shirts. We talk about player persistence, and hard work always beats. You know, although they've got talented players here, they've got a team of grafters. You know, got a team of players who, you know, some of the players were at lower levels and had to work their way back to that position, and they've got to where they've got to now. And now they're on a cloud now, and they're working hard. So it's not an easy game. Doncaster's a tough game, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Also, Rotherham, they bounced back from that opening day too.
Just to say, you know, I did, and I have watched Blackburn play a few times, and they do play good football. I mean, look, I think last season they scored a goal, one goal, I think, from back to front. Like the way they played and the way they scored was immense. So, you know, I think they're trying to do things the right way, but that takes time, you know, and that comes with sometimes defeats and making mistakes, and then maybe that's why they are where they are. But they do play good football.
Yeah, and Tony Mowbray is obviously a man who does like to play football the correct way as well, the manager at Blackburn. Exactly. With Rotherham as well, it was a shaky start to the season, a 2-0 defeat at Fleetwood, but they bounced back immensely, winning 5-0 at home to Southend on Saturday. Again, Hawks and Rotherham obviously had a torrid season in the Championship last year. They've had a bit of a clear out of the summer. They've kept Paul Warne on as manager. How do you think they will do the season?
Well, they've been a little bit different, like you say. You know, they've had defeat and got a big win. It's just about consistency now. We know that, you know, to keep yourself fighting for a spot in the playoffs or promotion, you know, you've got to win predominantly most of the games. You have to be able to be persistent in the way you play and consistent. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see it as well with them. You know, they've got a good result now. And how can they kick on from that? And, you know, it's about that mentality of trying to get those back-to-back wins, which puts you in those positions. And that's what they need to try to do now. Southend, on the other hand, you know, to come off of that result. It wasn't a very good result for them, so they have to pick themselves up. Start again. I know they released a few players in the summer as well, like Barry Corr. Did he go to Cambridge last year? No, it was last season. But was it Mooney who was at Southend?
Mooney was up front.
An old friend of mine, Graham Coughlin, is there as assistant manager, and Anton, who I played with. They're playing. Is he still playing at Southend?
Yeah, Anton Ferdinand. Yeah, he's still sent half at Southend. Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how they pick themselves up from that. But yeah, Rotherham, I think, you know, they need to grab the ball by the horns now and try and go with it.
Yep, fantastic. And also with congratulations to Rotherham as well. They've won our poll of performance of the week with their 5-1 over Southend. And also congratulations to their striker, Kurt Moore, who has won our player performance of the week for his quick fire first half hat-trick. Also in League One as well, Wigan, they've had a great start to the season, 2-2 wins out of two, and it's one player making all the headlines, Nick Powell. He was in the man of the match performance on Saturday, as they beat Bury 4-1. He got a couple of goals. Do you think Nick Powell is too good for League One? Obviously, he was on United's books only a few years ago. Do you think there'll be a few Championship clubs coming in for him, especially at the start of the season he's made?
Well, you know, it's always the way now when these players, they hit the ground running. I'm sure that if he keeps up the form that he's had at the moment, you know, there'll always be clubs interested in taking them. You know, that's how the game is now, with the extortionate transfer fees that are around players. Everyone's looking for a bargain. You know, sometimes you need to cut your cloth accordingly, and as a player that is, and you know, be a bit more patient, keep doing what you're doing. Sometimes players get to that point where you think, well, yeah, I'm doing well, this is my opportunity to go. But it isn't the best, it's not the best choice. You know, he might be better off staying where he is for a season, another season, and, you know, then go when it's ready. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be interest in him.
And also, staying in League One as well, our final one, I don't know if you saw the saves, but Alex Carnes of Fleetwood made an absolute outstanding triple save as they managed to win 1-0 at Northampton. It was probably one of the best saves I've seen for a long, long time. An incredible triple save. But it's back-to-back wins for Fleetwood. Obviously came very close last year in the playoffs going out. Do you think they can go one better this year?
Well, I don't see why not. You know, they didn't have many players going out. They got to the position they did last year. I don't see why they shouldn't be able to kick on from that. And you know, they're always a team that looks to battle and, you know, never stop working hard in games. And that, you know, that's what gets you success. Once you get that ingredients in a team similar to Doncaster, you get those ingredients. It's hard to beat Peterborough at the moment. Again, that friend of mine, Grant McCann, is a manager. They play a lovely way, but they've got that way about them now, that team spirit, you know, which a few teams have now. And, you know, you get that and you can go with that, you know.
Yeah, I've had to. And also, a former club of yours as well, our final one in League One, Shrewsbury Town. They've had a couple of wins this season, which is a fantastic start. They've got a 2-1 win at home to Blackburn. Then I won the 1-0 home win at home to Northampton, and then a 1-0 away win at AFC Wimbledon. How do you see your old club doing this season?
Well, you know, Trophy have got everything they need to progress. You know, they just don't seem to be consistent enough from season to season to be able to kick on. But you know, they've definitely got, you know, the stadium's great, the fan base is great. Hopefully they can, you know, pull something out of the bag and keep doing what they're doing and try and get those wins that's going to push them up the table.
Yeah, absolutely. And into our final round, into League Two, it was an interesting start to season for Coventry. They've started a great season start. They've won 2 wins out of 2. Obviously, again, like with Blackburn, it's a shell shock to see Coventry in League Two, but they couldn't have started the season better. 2 wins out of 2, including the 2-0 win.
Robbins, isn't it?
Yeah, Mark Robbins in charge there. Again, do you think Coventry can bounce straight back up at the first time of asking?
I'd like to think that they can. But again, you know, it's not about, you know, if the mentality's not right and, you know, the manager hasn't got things right, it won't happen. If everything's right, then they can do it, because, like, they're a massive club. They made some good signings. They signed out Liam Kelly from Orient. You know, I don't think he's quite played as much as he would have liked yet. They've signed a couple of other players as well. I kept the track of that over the summer. You know, I don't see why not. You know, it's a massive club to be in League Two. I'd like to see them bounce back up.
It is a massive club, and so the way that it's almost like a bit like Orient last year, maybe not as extreme, but the way the supporters of Coventry were treated last season was ridiculous. So it's nice for them. They've started off the season with a 3-0 home win and a 2-0 away win, and they've got a very good manager there in Mark Roberts, who knows the club well, but also knows the Football League well as well. And
Like you say, the setup's there, the club, the history's there, fan base is there, they've got a good manager in Robbins, he's made good signings, they've started well, so hopefully they can just, they can continue on that path. You know, we've got another club in that league that I've played for, Cambridge United, at the other end of the scale, who haven't started too well, which is the same as last season. They didn't start well at all, again, with a manager. We've done our A licence together, actually. Really good, really nice fella. You know, one of my first games back, I had a second game back, like when I was manager, when I took over at Orient, the second game in charge was against Cambridge, so, you know, beat us 3-1. You know, he's trying to get them to play the right way, but they've not started brilliantly, and I think, you know, fans may be asking questions. A great club, I love that club to bits. Who knows, one day I'd like to be able to go back there.
Okay. Yeah. No. And it is a good football club, Cambridge. As you said it yourself, though, started the season off pretty badly. But like last season, last couple of seasons, Cambridge have almost been top of the form tables going into almost the last few weeks of the season. But the last couple of seasons, they started off the season so badly, it's actually cost them getting into that playoffs. Already, I know it's only 2 games into the season, but you never know. If they're looking back on it again, then. Had we not...
Well, always. I think it was it 3 seasons ago they got back into the league?
Yeah, it was indeed, yeah.
It was 3 seasons ago, and I always said, you know, if they can consolidate the first year, which they did, the second year they'd be, you know, stronger, which was last year, wasn't it? Is that right?
A couple of seasons ago they just missed out on class, and last season they did exactly the same thing as well.
That's right, yeah, and they need to be careful of that, and they need to, you know, it's like you play, when I played in Holland, you play, in the league below, when I'm alone from Arsenal, they play quarters. So if you win your quarter or your period, you guarantee yourself a chance to get in the playoffs. So if you work off that mentality, you know, they need a couple of good quarters, if you like. If you break it down, where early quarters, where they can, even a good first quarter or now a good second quarter, push themselves into those playoff spots, those performances are going to pick up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Luton Town as well, obviously made a lot of headlines on that. On the opening day, they went scoring 8 goals at home to Yeovil. They didn't, unfortunately, they responded with a 1-0 defeat at Barnet on Saturday. Luton, every year it seems to be they're always one of the favourites to win the league, in any league they've been in, to be fair. I know they finally got out of the conference a few years ago. League Two, they haven't got out of the league of League Two yet. A 1-0 defeat at Barnet. How do you see Luton and for that matter, Barnet as well, two London clubs? How do you see them both doing this season?
Yeah, I think Luton will be up there again. They'll be there or thereabouts. You know, they've got good players. They've got a good setup. They've got a great fan base. All these factors are important factors to teams who are going to get promoted. You know, Danny Hilton, I played with him at Aldershot. Got a great number nine in Danny. And they should push on. But they do the odd thing like that. You know, they lose a game when they shouldn't. I mean, we played them and we drew 1-1. No, sorry, 2-2. We should have. Was it 2-2? Yeah, we should have beat them. You know, when I was manager of Orient, and they do. You know, they do that when really on. You look at the game, and it should have. You know, that shouldn't have happened. You know, we had a team of 18-year-olds playing. So, but it does happen. That's football, and that's what I say. You know, if you get things right and you prepare properly, it doesn't matter who you're playing against. You can win. That's football. It's 11v11. You get it right on the day. Get it right more often than not. You'll be successful. So yeah, I think they'll be there or thereabouts again. Barnet, always a team, you know, they've got good individuals, you know, I think they're probably one of the best strikers for what he does in that league. You know, Mauro Villa, I played with him, he's plays fullback, you know, they've got good individual players there, and you know, it's not a surprise that Barnet can go and win 1-0, because, you know, on their day, when they play, they're a good team. I know, you know, especially now with the manager in charge, who was in charge when they were playing well, Kevin
Nugent, yeah.
They're playing nice stuff, and I think he's back at the helm now.
Yeah.
So good luck to him, and I hope it goes well for Barnet. He's got a good result there against Luton, so hopefully they can, you know, another club I forgot I played for Barnet. Jesus, I went there on loan from West Ham. So under John Steele, actually.
Yeah, so we've had Trevor Benjamin on the show before, and I think even he lost track of the amount of clubs he's been at as well. So,
well, I ain't been at loads of clubs, to be fair, but you know, I mean, in England, I've only been at in the league, you know, Arsenal, West Ham, Shrewsbury, Cambridge,
at Barry Hill's the same as well. He's got some of the clubs he was at.
Yeah, but Barry Hill is about 100, isn't he?
Still scoring goals.
Oh no, mate, he's a Trojan.
Yeah. And a final one on League Two. Yeovil, as we mentioned, with Luton on the 8-2 win. Yeovil, obviously, on the flip side of that, they made the headlines for not so good reasons. But a fantastic way to bounce back. Well, two ways to bounce back. I think they gave Wolves a great game in the Cup, only losing 1-0 at Molineux, and then winning 3-2 at home to Accrington Stanley on Saturday. As a manager, Darren Way, you'd be absolutely thrilled if that was your team, wouldn't you? A proper way to bounce back.
Yeah, of course. I mean, look, Yeovil are always punching above their weight, you know, in all honesty. They've done brilliant to get to where they've got to over the years. And, you know, for a small club like Yeovil to be doing what they're doing, it's great. So, you know, this is football, and it's good that they've, you know, that's why people love football so much, because, you know, there's three outcomes, you know, win, lose or draw, and it can happen to anyone. So, no, that's good. And, you know, the league is, all the leagues are done. And I'm sure there'll be a lot more to talk about as the season progresses. Managers being sacked, you know, teams who are flying who shouldn't be, and teams that should be winning that are not. And then that's the beauty of the game.
No, absolutely. I couldn't agree any more with that. Before we go, just a couple of transfers in the Football League, just a couple of them. A big one, Tom Lawrence moving from Leicester to Derby. Obviously, we saw how good he was at Ipswich last year, getting a big name for himself. Been nicked at a few Premier League clubs, but he's gone to Derby. Gary Rowett has said that he's the missing link. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, I think when you look at it and you say, you know, the clubs that he had interest in him and the club that he's gone to, you know, not being struggled to Derby, because they are a big club. But then it comes down to maybe who's managing the club and if that person can help you progress in your career. And I'm sure Gary Rowett's got a few people has done enough now for people to say, you know what, he will be good for you. He's obviously been, you know, advised the right way, and I think that's possibly a good move for him, for the club and for him. And I think that he will do well.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And also another transfer we've got to do, which I've actually forgotten. we'll leave it there for tonight. Thank you very much for your time tonight, Omar.
No worries.
New one as usual. No, fantastic. And
weren't you sure it weren't Neymar to Paris Saint-Germain?
No, I think you might
have been wrong. Yeah,
that's it. Close, Luton. It was Theo Vassell. Theo Vassell from Luton.
I mean, the money which booked. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I've just remembered it. I don't know how we got from Neymar to Theo Vassell, but it's Theo Vassell who used to play for Truro City. Obviously moved to Luton. He's now moved to Birmingham. That was the transfer.
He played last year, played against us. You know, he's a lively player. He works hard. He looks to get in and penetrate the back of defences, which is not very many strikers. That was sort of what striker I was, look to get in behind the back four. And, you know, defenders hate that. And he is one of those players that, you know, he's good with the ball at his feet, but he will also cause problems in behind. And to find players like that now, you know, I can understand why. Like you say, it's on Birmingham.
Birmingham City under old Harry.
Harry Redknapp, he was my manager at West Ham. And obviously, he loves players that can do that. At the time when I was there, you know, that Jermaine Defoe, who was good at doing that. It's something that he likes, you know. And it's, I think it's an important... I can understand now why someone like Vassell would go to Birmingham, because Harry Redknapp likes to play, you know, he likes to play with boyfriend, likes to play attractive football.
Yeah.
But when it's time to penetrate and get him behind the back four, you need players that can do that, and he will definitely offer that.
Absolutely, no, you're absolutely right. So that concludes the 72 show for this evening. It's been a pleasure having you on, as usual. And again, good luck for the rest of the season, mate. We hope you can get a job, a full-time manager's job, hopefully in the Football League. But all the best for the season, mate.
Thank you very much, mate. I appreciate that. And yes, hopefully you'll see me soon. Keep working hard and get to where we want to get to, mate.
No, absolutely. All the best to you, and obviously a good well done to Leighton Orient as well, for obviously staying alive as a club. You can follow us on Twitter at the 72 Show, but from me, Nick Davey, and my Marissa, it's good night.
Take care, mate.